Getting in while the getting was good. Sunday was the final day of relatively unrestricted arrivals at Israel's main airport. New rules mean no foreigners, save those with special exemptions, will be allowed into the country in the world's harshest response to the Omicron variant. Israelis returning home will have to quarantine for 3 days if vaccinated, 7 days if not, and be diverted to quarantine hotels if they've been to red list countries in Africa. At the weekly cabinet, donuts for the Hanukkah holiday, while ministers voted on measures destined to ruin many holiday plans.
Now we need to tighten up our borders in order to keep Israel open internally. I understand that we need to change vacation destinations and go into isolation upon return. This happens in my family as well. Restrictions on the country's borders is not an easy step, but it's a temporary and necessary step.
In another controversial move, the security service will once again trace transmission by monitoring people's phones. Although unlike earlier in the pandemic, the government says this will be reserved for confirmed cases of the Omicron variant.
The immediate impact of all this, of course, will be first felt in the tourism industry, not just in Israel, but here in occupied East Jerusalem and in the occupied West Bank as well. A tentative recovery built on the reopening of the borders to tourists just a little bit earlier this month has now been thrown into doubt.
Tourists who've already arrived can finish their trips, but soon the supply of customers will dry up again.
It was the beginning. It was the beginning of what we hoped to be the return of the tourist industry and the return of tourists to Israel. And again, this is another slap in the face.
Further into Jerusalem's old city, shopkeepers who'd only just reopened are contemplating bringing down the shutters again.
I don't think it's the right. Because, first of all, this COVID-19 everywhere around the world, not only in this country.
And for the tourists who've got in, heightened concerns about getting back out.
This is not good news, partially because I hope we can go home, mm-hmm. which is a problem. If the planes are not coming here, I don't know if they're going to go back.
The government's message, better close the borders early and reopen after 2 weeks than close them late and regret it. Recent experience, though, tells of temporary restrictions being stretched well beyond their end dates. Few here are betting that the tourists will be back soon. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, Occupied East Jerusalem.